202 seconds. That's how long it took a single-seat airplane to climb from the runway to 3,000 meters. No fuel burning, no exhaust, just a whine, a blur, and a battery pack draining faster than almost any battery has ever been asked to drain in the history of powered flight. I'm Vector, and this is Cleared Direct on Radio Hangar, where we take the machines that are supposed to change everything, and we run the numbers on them. Today, we're talking about the fastest all-electric airplane ever flown. It's called the Spirit of Innovation. It was built by Rolls-Royce and a couple of partners you've probably never heard of, and it set a record in November of 2021 that still stands. But here's the thing about records. They're designed to prove one thing extremely well while quietly ignoring everything else. So let's break this down. What did this airplane actually prove? And just as important, what did it not prove? Because the gap between those two answers is the whole story of electric aviation right now. Before we get into it, this segment is supported by AviationSoul.com. They make aviation challenge coins that mark the real milestones. First solo, private pilot, instrument rated, CFI, the whole journey. Beautifully made and built to last. If you've got a milestone worth remembering, or you know someone chasing one, go take a look. AviationSoul.com. Okay, let's start with the machine itself. The Spirit of Innovation is not a clean sheet airplane. Underneath, it's based on a Sharp Nemesis NXT, which is a kit-built racing airplane, a sleek little single-seater designed to go fast around pylons. Rolls-Royce and their partners took that airframe and ripped out the piston engine. In its place, they bolted in three electric motors turning a single propeller, and behind the pilot, they packed in the largest, most power-dense battery pack ever assembled for an airplane at that time. That project had a name. It was called Accel, short for Accelerating the Electrification of Flight. And it wasn't just Rolls-Royce. Two other names deserve credit here. One is Electroflight, a small British firm that engineered the battery and the packaging. The other is YASA, a motor company that makes what's called an axial flux electric motor. Hold on to that name. We're going to come back to YASA because they might be the most important part of this whole story, and it's not the part that made the headlines. Now, the numbers on November 2021, over the flats at Boscombe Down in southern England. This airplane flew a measured course and did three things. Over a 3-kilometer run, it averaged 555.9 kilometers per hour. In the units most of us think in, that's about 345 miles per hour. Over a longer 15-kilometer run, it held 532 kilometers per hour. And in the climb, it went from brakes off to 3,000 meters in that 202 seconds I mentioned at the top. At its fastest point during testing, the airplane touched something close to 387 miles per hour that made it, by the claim, the fastest all-electric vehicle of any kind on the planet at that moment. Faster than any electric car. Faster than anything on rails. And these weren't just company press release numbers, they were submitted to the Fédération Aéronautique Internationale, the world governing body for air sports records, the FAI. The FAI reviewed the data and ratified them. So this is real. It happened. It's in the book. Here's what most people miss, though. The record it broke wasn't some monster. The previous electric speed record was around 213 miles per hour, set by an extra 330 conversion a few years earlier. The Spirit of Innovation didn't beat that by a few percent. It beat it by well over 100 miles per hour. That's not an improvement. That's a different category of machine. So the question is how? What did they actually solve? And the honest answer is a little humbling for anyone who wants electric airplanes to take over tomorrow. What they solved, mostly, was power, not energy, power. Let me explain the difference, because this is the single most important idea in electric aviation, and most coverage blows right past it. Think about your own airplane's engine for a second. Horsepower is how hard the engine can push at any given instant. Fuel in the tanks is how long it can keep pushing. Those are two completely separate things. A Cessna 172 and a Boeing 737. Both burn the same jet fuel, roughly speaking, one carries AVGAs, but the point stands. The energy is in the tank. The power is in the engine. Different problems. For batteries, it's the exact same split, and it's brutal. Power is how fast you can pull energy out of the battery. Energy is how much is stored in there to begin with. And the cruel truth of battery chemistry is that when you optimize for one, you usually hurt the other. A battery built to dump enormous power in a hurry tends to store less total energy. A battery built to store a lot of energy usually can't dump it fast. Now look back at what the Spirit of Innovation did. A blistering climb, a screaming speed run, and then it landed. The whole record-setting envelope was over in minutes. This airplane was built to prove power, to prove that an electric powertrain could deliver 500 kilowatts, that's around 680-ish horsepower, to a propeller and hold it there long enough to set a record. And it did that beautifully. The powertrain was never really the problem in electric aviation. Electric motors are almost embarrassingly good. They're light, they're simple, they make full torque from 0 RPM. And they're something like 90%+ efficient, where a piston engine is lucky to hit 30. That part works. The spirit of innovation is the loudest possible proof that the motor side of the equation is solved. The energy side is where the whole dream runs into a wall. And it's a tall wall. Here's the number that should be tattooed on the inside of every electric aviation pitch deck. Jet fuel and avgas store something like 43 megajoules of energy in every kilogram. The best lithium batteries you can fly today store maybe 1 megajoule per kilogram. And that's being generous once you count the packaging, the cooling, and the structure to hold it all. Sit with that. Fuel carries roughly 40 times more energy per pound than the best batteries. 40 times. Now, electric motors claw some of that back because they're so much more efficient than a combustion engine. So the real-world gap is more like a factor of 10 or 15 once you account for it. But that is still an enormous mountain to climb. It's the reason the spirit of innovation is a single-seat airplane that flies a record and lands, and not a four-seat airplane that takes your family to see the grandparents 300 miles away. The data tells an interesting story here, and it's not the story the record wants you to hear. The record says electric is fast. The physics says electric is, for now, short. Both are true at the same time. So let's be balanced about this, because I promised you the pros and the cons are only half the picture. The promise is genuine, and it's not in the airframe you saw on the news. It's in that motor company I told you to remember, YASA. The axial flux motor design that spun the Spirit of Innovation's propeller is the same basic technology that ended up in high-performance electric cars. Rolls-Royce actually bought YASA. And that's the real payoff of a program like this. You don't set the record to sell that airplane. Nobody's buying that airplane. You set the record to mature the motor, the power electronics, the battery management, the thermal control, all the boring plumbing that has to work when you're pulling maximum power out of a pack and it's trying to cook itself. That's the honest way to read a demonstrator. It's a forcing function. It takes a pile of promising lab technology and it makes engineers integrate it into something that has to actually fly without catching fire or falling out of the sky. The knowledge that comes out the other end is the product. The airplane is just the deadline, and that knowledge is flowing into the machines that might actually matter. The battery management expertise, the motor controllers, the thermal designs, that's the same toolkit the eVTOL companies and the hybrid commuter startups are drawing from right now. When you hear about an electric air taxi or a hybrid 19-seat commuter, some of the lineage traces back to programs exactly like this one. Now, the cons stated plainly. Because Vector doesn't do hype without caveats. 1. This is not a product, and it was never going to be. Anyone who showed you that speed run and implied electric airliners are around the corner was selling you something. A single-seat racer flying a 3-minute profile tells you almost nothing about carrying passengers economically for hours. 2. The energy density wall is real, and it is not moving fast. Battery energy density has been improving at something like 5% to 8% a year. That's good for phones. It is painfully slow when you need a factor of 10 to make electric useful for the missions most of us actually fly. Solid-state batteries might change the slope of that curve. Might that word is doing a lot of work, and it's been doing it for a decade. 3. There's an honest question about what these records even measure. When you build a bespoke airplane packed with the most aggressive battery pack ever flown, tuned for a few minutes of maximum output, you've proven what's possible at the ragged edge. You have not proven what's practical, safe, or affordable for the rest of us. The edge and the everyday are very different places. So where does that leave the honest timeline? Short missions first, always short missions first. Flight training, where an airplane flies for 45 minutes, lands and charges while the next student briefs. Short regional hops. Special mission work, that's where electric gets a real foothold, because those missions live inside the energy budget batteries can actually deliver. The long haul, the cross country, the loaded family trip, those stay with liquid fuel or hydrogen, or some hybrid arrangement for a long time, yet probably longer than the optimists say, and shorter than the cynics hope. And that's fine. That's how technology actually arrives. Not in one triumphant leap, but in the boring, useful, unglamorous missions first. Working its way outward as the batteries slowly, slowly get better. The spirit of innovation isn't the future of flight. It was never meant to be. It's a milestone. a pin in the map that says, on this day, an electric airplane went this fast, and the engineers who made it happen learned things they could not have learned any other way. 202 seconds to 3,000 meters. Remember that climb? Not because you'll ever fly it, but because it's proof that the motor was never the hard part. The hard part is the tank. It always was. My thanks to the Fédération Aéronautique Internationale for the ratified numbers, and to Rolls-Royce, Electroflight, and YASA for being unusually open about how the thing was actually built. If you want the links and the full record breakdown, it's over at radiohangar.com. This is Vector. Keep asking how it works. That's the whole job. See you next time.